Casually.
So this is just all preliminary, but as I told you, I decided this morning to take a quick look to investigate evolution from the perspective of the wise men of Google.
所以呢，今天呢，这个并不是这样经常发生。今天早晨，他就是决定的，你要去看一下那个Google那个，就是很聪明的Google怎么说那个进化论。
And as I told you earlier, the Google wisdom is that the definition of impossible is 1/10 × 10 with 50 zeros following it.
所以呢，这个里面他讲到的呢，就是Google 告诉他呢，就是不可能的情况呢，实际上就是10^50。
So if you heard of something that was likely to happen, 1/10 to the 50th power or 50 zeros, you would say, that's impossible. That will never happen.
所以，如果你觉得一个事情发生的概率是呢10^50呢，你说这个机是不可能的，永远不可能发生的。
And so if it was 1/10 to the 51 power, or 51 zeros, that would be 10 times more unlikely to happen than impossible.
所以这个里面，如果是10^51 呢，那么就比10^50不可能发生的这样的概率呢，更多了10倍。
So I went to Google and I said to Google, what is the probability of evolution happening on its own?
所以呢，我就问了一下 Google，我就说呢，那么说呢，在那个进化论它自己发生的概率，正确的概率有多大？
And it said, well, actually, there are two mathematicians who say that the possibility, the probability of evolution occurring on its own would be 1/10 with 40,000 zeros following it.
因为这里面呢，Google 说呢，有两个主要的数学家呢，他们同意，就是说呢，就是进化论它自己发生的正确的这样的概率呢，是10^4000，4万次方分之一。
So if you had to describe the difference between 1/10 to the 50th and 1/10 to the 40,000th, what would you say?
所以呢，如果你比较一下呢，10^50的概率和10^40000的概率，你去比较一下，你会怎么说？
So I tell you what I say, and you've heard me say it before. Evolution is preposterous.
所以呢，你我呢，就是说呢，就是如果我已经以前已经讲过，那么现在呢，我也要跟你讲那个，进化论呢，完全是一种伪的东西。
So I'm not sure, Roy, whether there's a good word in Chinese for preposterous, but if there is, you use it, please.
No. I think that's as a preposterous means some sense of faith.
I found the Google line very interesting because it said there are two mathematicians who say that the number is 1/10 to the 40,000th power.
所以呢，我就发现呢，在 Google 上呢很有意思，这两个数学家他们说呢，实际上那种概率发生的概率是10^4000。
So I said, well, that's very interesting. I wonder who those two scientists, those two mathematicians were. Were they just a couple of kooks out in the backyard in the farm who came up with a number, or are they more reputable mathematicians?
所以呢，我想知道呢，这两个数学家呢，到底是什么样的人？他们只是一些那些普通的，就是你经常在后院看到的那样的数学家呢，还是那个很有声誉的数学家呢？
And so I found out that the mathematicians who came up with this number were Sir Fred Hoyle and Chandra Wickrasinghe. Wickrasinghe.
然后他发现这两个学家呢，是一个叫 Sir Fred Hoyle， 一个是 Chandra Wickrasinghe。
And you have never heard of either one of those guys.
你从来没听到这两个名字。
But they are two of the most famous and most highly reputed mathematicians who lived in the world when they wrote their article in 1980.
这个呢，其实呢，就是说，他们两个是世界上最有名的两位数学家。当他们在写出他们的那些论文，在1981年写出来的时候
，All of which says.Evolution is preposterous, and there is a God who in the beginning created heaven and earth.
那么所有的人都说呢，那个进化论呢是那个伪命题啊，所有的呢必须有一个神呢在整个的宇宙中间。
And the Bible says so.
圣经也是这么说的。
And when you put the facts on the line, Google.Cannot deny it.
因为把事实放在上面的时候呢，甚至连 Google 也不能否认。
So I have to tell you that because those conclusions I reached today, and I just didn't realize they were so astronomically powerful.
所以呢，就是说呢，我今天呢，就是我从来以前没意识到这个。那今天我看了以后呢，我得出结论呢，就像是说这整个的，就是像。就是很不可能的。
Now you'll remember that the Apostle Paul says in the book of Romans.
所以你记得那个使徒保罗在罗马书里讲过的。
He says, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ."
他说呢，我不以传福音的基督的福音为耻。
He doesn't say because all the facts of mathematics are on my side.
他并没有说那所有的那些数学家的那样的事实也支持他。
They are. But what he says is, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ because it's the power of God unto salvation to everyone who believes.
所以呢，就算是他们是支持他的，但是使徒保罗并没有这么说。他就说呢，我不以传福音为耻，因为这是神的大能给那些所有信的人的救恩。
That's far more exciting than the fact that it's mathematically sound.
对这个里面呢，对比那个数学家所讲的话呢，更让人感到兴奋。
What's the proof?Of the fact that it's the power of God unto salvation.
所以这个怎么能够证明这是神的大能呢？给我们的救恩呢
？And the proof is He saved me.
That's right. 这证据就是他拯救了我。
And He saved you by God's grace.
也借着神的恩典也救了你们。
And He can save all who come unto God by Jesus Christ.
也可以拯救那所有的通过主耶稣基督来到神面前的人。
Okay, well, that's my excitement for today.
这是我今天要讲的，今天让我感到高兴的事。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we pray that you'll help us now as we consider again the truth of God from your word.
主啊，我们今天呢，祈求您呢，再次来帮助我们，当我们学习神的话，从您的神的真理，从您的话的时候。
Bless it to us, we pray. We give thanks now in Jesus' name.
所以呢，求您呢也赐福给我们。我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, do you think that Paul was excited when he went to Thessalonica with the message of the gospel?
所以呢，你认为当那个使徒保罗去到提索尼加带着神的信息的时候，他感到很兴奋吗
？He said, "This is wonderful stuff."
它就是一个很奇妙的东西。
He was so excited that the Thessalonians became excited.
他也是呢，就是感到非常的兴奋的是，帖撒罗尼迦人也感到很兴奋。
And they said, Paul, thank you for bringing us this good news.
他们就说呢，保罗啊，感谢你，赶紧给我们带来这样的福音。
Prior to that, they were idolaters.
就是在之前呢，他们是拜偶像。
But they turned to God from idols.
但他们从那个偶像呢转向了神。
To serve the living and the true God.
岂不是一个那个活着的真正的神。
And to wait for his son from heaven.
也等待他的儿子从天上降下来。
And we say hallelujah, that's wonderful stuff.
我们也说哈利路亚，这是很奇妙的东西。
All right, chapter 2 of 1 Thessalonians and verse 10.
第一段一下第二章的第十节。
It says, But you are witnesses, and God also, how devoutly and justly and blamelessly we behaved ourselves among you who believe.
就是说你们我们在你们信主的人中间是何等圣洁公义无可指责有你们做见证也有神做见证。
Now Paul says, the fact is that we were good witnesses. When we were there, Paul, Silas, Timothy, when we were with you, by the grace of God, we were good witnesses.
所以使徒保罗说呢，我们在你们那里的时候呢，就是说是我希拉提摩太在你们那时候呢，我们是好的见证人。
And it's true that you and I in our lives have had opportunity to see some good witnesses to the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，这个也是个事实，在你我的人生中呢，我们都有这样的机会呢，去看见那些为主耶稣基督做见证的人。
We try to expose you to some good witnesses, like we're going to do this weekend at the Easter conference.
今天我们试图呢，跟你们大家呢，看到很多的那个神的好的见证人，就像我们在这个周末要开的那个复活节特会时候一样。
And so we've got Joe Reese and David Dunlap and Jade Nicholson, and frankly, they're good witnesses.
所以呢我们呢有讲员是那个 Joe Reese, David Dunlap, 还有 Jeb Nixon, 坦率说他们都是神很好的见证人。
But they're not as good witnesses as Paul and Silas and Timothy were.
但是呢他们并没有说是好过那个保罗和希拉他们那样。
But it is, it's wonderful that we can look back at the fact we can say, I know personally, I have met personally some very good witnesses for Jesus Christ. May we all be good witnesses for Jesus Christ.
所以呢坦率说我们回顾我们的人生说呢我们确实见到了很多的基督的好的见证人所以愿我们所有人都成为基督好的见证人。
And then he goes on in verse 11, and he tells them how he was a good witness.
所以第十一节呢，他就讲他们是怎么样成为好的见证。
He says, you know how we exhorted and comforted and charged every one of you as a father does his own children.
第十一节说，你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们、安慰你们、嘱咐你们个人，好像父亲带自己的儿女一样。
And that was Paul's model.
就是那个保罗的模板。
He says, I want to be a good father to all the Thessalonians.
他说我要对所有的提斯罗尼迦人来说呢是一个好父亲。
So he doesn't just tell them what to do.
他并不仅仅只是告诉他们该做什么。
But he encourages them.Supports them, he encourages them to do what is right.
但是呢，他支持他们并鼓励他们去做好事。
And he comforts them when they say, but it's difficult, Dad.
他呢，当他们说呢，啊，爸爸这个太难做的时候呢，他安慰他们。
And he helped them.
他帮助他们。
And so verse 12 says that you would have a walk worthy of God who calls you into his own kingdom and glory.
第十二节说那要叫你们行事对得起那招你们进他国得他荣耀的神。
That was his great objective for the Thessalonians, that they would all have a walk worthy of God.
所以呢他们就是说呢这是他对所有的提斯罗尼家人的一个伟大的目标他说要叫他们呢行事对得起那招他进他们国的神。
I've told you before that when I was a little boy, I used to often, go with my father, especially I would go downtown with my father to do some shopping.
所以呢在我以前告诉过你们当我还是个小男孩的时候呢通常呢我会跟我的父亲一起出去购物特别是呢去downtown购物。
Vancouver was a much smaller place in those days. And in particular, my father knew a lot of people.
所以呢当时呢在温哥华呢是还是比跟今天相比是个很小的城市他的父亲认识很多人。
So it was quite often as we were walking down Granville Street or someplace like that, that my father would meet somebody he knows.
所以呢通常呢当他们在那个 Granville 那个街上还是其他的街上走的时候呢他父亲会碰到认识他的人。
And when he met this man, someone he might have known from business or someone he might have known from, the work of God, he would say hello and he would introduce me as his son.
所以呢当他碰到这些人呢这些人有可能是他在生意中结识的有的可能是在给做神的工作中结识的当他碰到他们时候呢他们说你好我要介绍一下我的儿子。
And I used to say to myself, Harold, you better behave yourself because you want your father to be proud of you.
所以呢我通常呢对自己说呢 Harold 呢你要乖乖的就是说你要让你的父亲为你感到骄傲。
And, That's the way we are as Christians. We meet people and we want to make sure that when God introduces us as his son, that we are, worthy of that name.
因为我们也要非常仔细小心作为基督徒来说呢因为我们要准备好当那个神呢介绍给其他人说我们是他的儿女们的时候呢我们当时呢要觉得我们要值得这样的称呼。
It's not just that God has called us to his kingdom, he's also called us to his glory.
这不仅仅说呢是神呢招我们进他的国度同样呢也招我们得他的荣耀。
I think there are some places in the world today that have a king, and, in some instances the king is good, in other instances you wouldn't want to be part of that kingdom.
所以呢有时候呢我认为世界上还有很多的那些国王。国王呢从某种方面说呢有国王是件好事但是呢你肯定不想成为他的国里的那个子民。
But our Savior's kingdom is a kingdom of glory.
但是我们救主的王国呢是一个荣耀的王国。
Pretty hard for us to say that we fit into a kingdom of glory.But we want to walk worthy of one who is going to be and is even today in that kingdom of glory.
很难说呢我们适合于就是说我们应该进入那样的一个荣耀的国度。但是今天呢实际上呢我们还是要让我们自己适合在他招我们的时候我们也进入他那个荣耀的王国。
All right, now in an amazing way, Paul is going to continueOn, in this rather long section, on this simple subject of Paul's relationship with the Thessalonians.
所以这个里面呢，就是在保罗的书也是不常见的，他要用这一个很长的这一部分来去解释他和帖撒罗尼迦的信徒们之间的关系。
Amazingly, he did not treat.The Thessalonians as customers.
所以呢很惊奇的是呢他并没有把那个提斯罗尼迦人当成他的客户。
in our society, a lot of people treat us as customers.
所以我们当今社会呢，很多人把我们当成他们的客户。
Sometimes you'll find when you speak to people that they will smile at you and treat you nicely, and you say, why do they do that?
所以呢，有时候你跟人说话呢，他们就是说呢，对你很好，而且对你微笑，你就会想呢，他们为什么会这么对我呢？
And the answer is the customer is always right.
这答案是呢，客户永远是正确的。
And so I heard of a situation not terribly long ago, unfortunately.
听到一种状况并不是在很长时间之前。
And the customer is always right.
所以客户永远是正确的。
And when these people spoke to the salesman, everything was always wonderful.
所以当这些人跟他们的那个销售说话的时候呢，所有的事情都是奇妙的。
And when the salesman was speaking to one of the potential customers, the salesman said, what do you think? What do you think about our product?
所以呢，就是呢，当一个销售员跟一个他潜在的客户讲话的时候呢，他说你怎么看我们的产品？
And one on the customer side said, well, actually, we've decided to go elsewhere. We're not going to buy your product.
所以其中的一些客户呢，他说呢，我决定呢不买你的东西，我要去买其他的产品。
And the other salesman hung up before the conversation was over.
所以呢，那个叫那个就是谈话还没结束之前，那个销售员就把电话给挂了。
That's rather superficial relationship, isn't it?
这个是一个很肤浅的关系，是不是？
It's all hypocrisy.
所以假冒伪善。
Paul says, I'm not going to treat you as a customer.
就是比方说呢，我不会把你们当成客户。
Paul says, I'm not going to treat you as a student.
所以比方说我也不把你们当成学生。
And if you pass and get high grades, I'll be proud of you.
所以呢，如果你通过了，你得到了高分，我会为你感到骄傲。
And if you don't do your homework, I won't have anything to do with you.
所以如果你不做家庭作业，我就跟你没关系了。
No, Paul says, I'm not going to do that.
所以保罗说不是这样的，我不会这样对待你。
And so Paul goes out of his way over and over and over and over to show his affection, his love, his parental affection to them. He treats them as his own children.
所以呢，其实呢，就是呢，保罗呢，他就从一个阶段的告诉他们，他对他们的感情，他对他们的爱，他对他们的那样的一种看顾，就像是父母照看孩子呢。
And he loved them.
所以他爱他们。
Verse 31, for this reason we also thank God without ceasing because of you when we received, because you received.The word of God, which you heard from us, you welcomed it, not as the word of men, but as in truth, the word of God, which also effectively works in you who believe.
第十三节说，为此我也不住的感谢神，因你们听见我所传神的道，就领受了，不以为是人的道，乃以为实在是神的道，这道也在你们信的里面有功效的运行。
He said, we treated you as a nurse would treat the sick. We treated you as parents would treat their children.
所以他说呢，我对待你们就像那个护士对待病人一样，我对待你们呢就像父母对待孩子一样。
And you treated us as if we were the voices of God.
所以你对待我们就像是我们是神的声音。
That's a pretty good relationship.
这是一个很好的关系。
Paul respected them, they respected him.
他们尊敬使徒保罗，保罗也是尊敬他们。
Now the proof that they respected him as the minister of God, we get in verse 14.
所以呢，这个证据在他们就是尊敬他们作为神的仆人来说呢，我们在第十四节里看到。
He says, for you, brethren, became imitators of the church of God, which the churches of God, which are in Judea in Christ Jesus.
也就是说，弟兄们，你们曾效法犹太中在基督耶稣里神的各教会。
So he says, you just didn't become the church in Thessalonica. You decided that you wanted to be a church like the church in Jerusalem.
所以呢，他说你们已经决定了，并不是说是像一个在帖撒罗尼迦的教会，而且你们决定了你们要以像一个在耶路撒冷城那样的教会一样的教会。
So they said to themselves, what kind of a church should we be in Thessalonica?
所以他们自己说呢，我们在帖撒罗尼迦，我们应该成为什么样的教会呢
？And they said, we want to be like the church in Jerusalem. That's a good church. That's where the apostles are. That's where the Lord laid the foundation. We want to be just like them.
他说我们要像在耶路撒冷教会那样的，因为那里教会呢是那些使徒们所在的地方，也是主耶稣基督他建立的一个基石的教会，在那里我们应该像那样的教会一样。
So what kind of a church do we want to be like at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel?
我们在第十六届福音教会，我们要想成为什么样的教会呢
？Do we want to be just sort of an ordinary, everyday, run-of-the-mill church?
所以呢，我们想那样一个每天都是照常运转的那样一个普通的教会吗
？Or do we want to be a church that's better than the church down the road？
所以我们呢，也是不是想成为一个在这个路边的一个更好一点的教会呢
？Or do we want to be a church like the churches in the apostolic days？
所以呢？或者我们是不是想成为一个像使徒时代那样的教会
？Doesn't matter what the church down the road does.
至于那路边的教会都是什么样子不重要。
What does matter is this: Are we a church like the Thessalonian church?
所以重要的是，我们是这样一个教会，就像帖撒罗尼迦的教会那样一样的教会吗
？Are we a church like the Berean church?
我们是像比利亚那样的教会吗？
Are we a church like the church in Jerusalem?
我们是像在耶路撒冷城那样的教会吗
？And we must set our standards very, very high. We've got to say, by God's grace, we are going to be a church that is like the apostolic church, strong for God.
所以呢，我们要把我们的标准呢设得非常高。我们说，借着神的恩典，我们的教会要像使徒时代那样的教会一样，在神里非常的坚强。
The son says, "I want to be a son who will be a glory to his father."
所以呢，一个儿子说呢，我要成为那样一个儿子，能给父亲带来荣耀的。
And the Thessalonian church says, "I want to be a church."They will be of glory to God.
所以呢，提斯罗尼教会说呢，我们要成为那个教会给神带来荣耀的。
And so we would like to be a church at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel that will bring glory to God too.
所以我们也要成为一个第十六届福音教会那样一个能给神带来荣耀的教会。
And that's a pretty high standard, but that's what we want for the grace of God.
这是一个非常高的标准，这就是借着神的恩典我们想要成为的。
Now verse 14 continues and says, this is the proof you also suffered the same things from your own countrymen, just as they did from the Jews.
第14节继续说，因为你们也受了本地人的苦害，像他们受了犹太人的苦害一样。
So the proof that they were like the church in Jerusalem,was that they suffered like the church in Jerusalem.
所以这个证据他们就是像耶路撒冷城的教会一样呢他们也像耶路撒冷城的教会那样受苦害。
I don't really know that I like that part.
我不认为我喜欢这一部分。
If you were to say to me, Harold, would you like to be like the apostolic churches and see the great miracles that they saw?
所以你如果问我说 ，Harold， 你想成为像那个使徒时代的那样的伟大的教会，能够看到很多神迹的吗
I would say, oh yeah, that'd be great. I'd like to be like the apostolic churches if we could see the miracles they saw.
所以说哦，我说是啊，我很高兴，被选进那样的教会。如果成为使徒的年代，那样的教会呢，我也能够看到他们所看到那样的伟大的神迹。
Would you like to be the church in like the church in Jerusalem if you saw the growth that they saw?
所以呢，就是说呢，你想成为一个，就是说是成为耶路撒冷城那样的教会，你看到他们那样的成长。
Oh yeah, we say that'd be marvelous. We would like to see revival in our day.
所以我说哦，那个也太好了。我想成为那样一个成长的教会。我想看到今天呢，我们教会的复兴。
All right, Harold, would you like the church at 16th Avenue Gospel Chapel to suffer the same way they did in Jerusalem?
所以说，然后呢 ，Harold， 你想让第十六届校第十六届福音教会受耶路撒冷城教会那样同样的苦害吗
？I don't think I'd like that.
我不认为我喜欢。
The Thessalonians said we're suffering just like they did. That's how we're like them. We suffer the way they did.
所以呢，在提松人家的教会说呢，我们和耶路撒冷城教会一样的受苦害，这就是我们像他的样子。
And so you say, Lord, would you make me a man rather than a wimp?
所以呢，就是主啊，请你呢，你会把我变成一个男人，而不是个女人。
Would you please make us strong for God?
你会把我们变得在为神变得刚强。
May we be willing to stand up for Jesus like soldiers of the cross.
所以呢，让我们呢，就是为了主耶稣基督成为十字架的战士。
How much did they suffer?
他们要承受多少的苦害？
Verse 15 says, they killed the Lord Jesus and their own prophets and have persecuted us.
所以呢，第十五节说呢，这犹太人杀了主耶稣和他们自己的众先知，又逼迫我们。
What do we know about the people in Jerusalem?
我们对那个在耶路撒冷城的人了解多少？
Well, number one, they killed all the prophets.
所以第一个呢，他们杀死了所有的先知们。
The Lord said, it's impossible for a prophet to suffer to be killed outside of Jerusalem.
所以呢，主意思就是说呢，就是这个是可能的，就是说那一个耶路撒冷先知在耶路撒冷城被杀害机会比外面要多得多。
I'm not sure that I would have wanted to be a companion of those prophets who died in Jerusalem.
因为我不是很确定，我想成为那个在那个耶路撒冷城死的那些先知们的同伴。
They killed the Lord Jesus. We know how that happened.
他们杀害了主耶稣基督，我们知道是怎么发生的。
Then they persecuted the Apostle Paul and many many others, James, Stephen, and the list goes on and on of those who were killed.
而且他们迫害使徒保罗，很多很多其他的，像雅各啊、斯蒂凡呐、啊，他们杀害了他们。
Were the Thessalonian church a wonderful church?
你们提斯罗尼教会是一个奇妙的教会吗
？And the answer is yes, and the reason is because they stood tall for Jesus, and they endured the persecution that the church was given there.
答案是是的，他们是个奇妙教会，因为他们为主耶稣基督站立得住，也去像耶路撒冷城的教会受迫害那样受迫害。
Verse 15 ends with these persecutors in Jerusalem. They do not please God. They are contrary to all men.
第十五节继续说呢，那些迫害他们那些人呢，不得神的喜悦，且与众人为敌。
It's interesting. These people who are contrary to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ are here described as being contrary to all men.
对这个呢非常有意思呢，这些呢与主耶稣基督为敌的这些人，在这里被描述成与众人为敌的人。
It isn't just true that they were fighting against the gospel, against the servants of the Lord.
其实这个也事实，他们呢就是对抗福音，反对福音呢就是反对那些主的仆人们。
These people are fighting against themselves too.
他们这些人的自我之间也互相嘲笑。
If you were involved in a group of persecutors like this, and if they were persecuting everybody else, would you tend to take a gun with you when you go to sleep at night?
现在如果你那个在那个时代有这样一群人，他们到处迫害人的时候，当你在晚上睡觉之前，你会不会拿一把枪放在旁边呢？
The wicked very soon get to the point where they don't trust anybody.
所以那些恶人呢，最终呢，他们会谁也不信。
What a tragedy.
多么大的一个悲剧。
So here are the Thessalonians, and they acknowledge that persecution was their lot as soon as the gospel arrived.
所以呢，这个里面这些提索隆家人，他们意识到呢，福音走到哪里，苦害就会跟到哪里。
And they stood with the Lord against these terribly adverse circumstances.
他们站在主这边呢，去对抗这样一些可怕的敌人们。
And we say, Hallelujah, you're a good assembly, Thessalonica.
我们说哈利路亚，你们提索隆家是一个非常好的教会。
Well, verse 16 says that they're forbidding us to speak to the Gentiles.
所以第十六节说呢，不许我们传道给外邦人。
And they were so proud that they said the truth of God is for us, but only for us. We're the only ones who are worthy of it. And you're trying to tell us that God loves the Gentiles too, and we say, no, he doesn't. He only loves us.
他们非常的骄傲，所以他们说呢，神的真理只是给我们，我们是非常好的人，所以呢，神只爱我们，不爱其他任何人，所以你不能把那个神的真理传给外邦人，因为神呢，只爱我们，不爱外邦人。
They say that they forbid them to speak to the Gentiles so as always to fill up the measure of their sins.
也就你说呢，他们呢不许我们传道，让使外邦人得救，常常充满自己的罪恶。
What they're basically saying is, what Paul is saying is that they're so bad that God is allowing them to sin so that their sins will so be so great that when the wrath of God comes, there'll be no hesitancy in their mind to acknowledge that they deserve it.
所以这个里面呢，就是说呢，使徒保罗说呢，就是这些人呢，他们就是如此的邪恶，所以呢，神呢允许他们的罪呢不断的累积到一定的程度呢，当神审判他们的时候呢，他们就是毫不犹豫的认为他们应该得到这样的惩罚。
And so, the sin of these people is that they forbid us to speak to the Gentiles.
这人的罪恶呢，他就是说呢，不让我们给外邦人传福音。
This was a problem in the days of the Lord Jesus.
这就是在主耶稣基督那个时候的存在的问题。
You remember, he said, "Suffer or let the little children come unto me, and don't forbid them." For this is the kingdom of God. I've got my quotation wrong. I apologize.
所以呢，他刚才引用的呢不对，他道歉。
He says, "Don't forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is made up of little children. Keep preaching to the little children."
也他说呢，不要禁止小孩子到我们这里来，因为在神的国度里面都是像小孩子这样的人，不要禁止我们去向小孩子传福音。
And then on another occasion, rebuking the Pharisees, the Lord says this.
所以在另外一个地方呢，主耶稣的呢责备那个法利赛人，他这样说的。
He says, "We've offered to you the kingdom," and he said, "You yourselves won't come in, but you're forbidding, you're hindering those who would come in."
所以呢，他说，神的王国呢已经提供给你们了，你们不但自己不想进来，而且你们还禁止和阻止其他的想进来的人。
And so the great sin that is out there regarding, so many people is not only do they refuse the truth of God, but they hinder all those who might want to follow the truth of God.
所以这样的那些有些人的他的那个罪大恶极到一个程度呢，是因为他不仅仅自己拒绝神的真理，他们也去禁止阻碍其他的想知道的神真理的人知道神的真理。
So I heard recently of a Mr. So-and-so who decided he would not trust the Lord Jesus Christ as his Savior.
最近呢，我听到一个人，他呢，他说呢，他已经决定了不信主耶稣基督。
And so he said to his children, "I don't want you to spend time with someone who's going to be telling you about the truth of God."
所以呢，他然后他禁止了他的孩子们说呢，我不想你们去跟某些就是讲神的真理的人在一起。
What a terrible thing to say to your children.
所以是一个多么可怕的事跟你的孩子们去这样说。
The conclusion of that is the end of verse 16. The wrath of God has come upon them to the uttermost.
结果呢就是在第十六节里的最后一句说愤怒临在他们身上已经到了极处。
Then he goes on and he says, "But we, brethren, having been taken away from you for a short time in presence, not in heart, endeavored more eagerly to see your face with great desire."
第十七节继续说，弟兄们，我们暂时与你们离别，是面目离别，心里却不离别。我们极力的想法子，很愿意见你们的面。
He says, "I got a big problem.I love you, and I'm a long way away, and I would like to see you. I want to come to you. I can't."
所以他说现在呢，我有个麻烦，就是呢，我爱你们，但是我在很离你们很远的地方，我想要来面对面的见你们，但是我却来不了。
And many of you understand that because, you got some family here in Canada.And you've also got some family on the other side of the world. And you say, I want to be in both places. I can't be in both places.
所以你们中间有些人呢就是很理解这一点，因为你们在加拿大呢和世界的另一边呢都有亲人，所以呢你就说呢，我想要和两边的亲人同时在一起，但是我却不能。
I only know a little of that, but I do know a little of that.
所以我对这些只理解一点点，但是我真的理解一点点。
And for about 5 years or 6 years, I guess, of my life, I lived away from Vancouver and away from my family and friends here in Vancouver.
所以大概有五年或者六年的时间呢，我住在温哥华之外，所以呢，我离我的家人或者朋友们呢都很远。
But when I was able, I came back.
当我有可能的时候，我就回来。
And frankly, I got really excited about the possibility of coming back.
所以呢，有时候呢，我如果有那种可能性回来，我感到非常的激动。
And I got really disappointed when I realized I was going to have to go away again.
所以呢，当我准备再离开的时候呢，我感到非常的灰心。
And so Paul basically is saying this, saying, listen, you are my family.
意思是把它基本上这样说呢，你们是我的家人。
You are my friends.
你们是我的朋友。
And that's a great encouragement to us as Christians. Because we've got a natural family, but we also have a spiritual family. And the fact is, we love our spiritual family as well as our natural family.
所以呢，对我们的基督徒来说呢，是一件好事，因为我们不仅仅有我们自然的原生家庭，我们同样有在邻里的家庭，所以呢，我们也爱我们邻里的家人呢，跟爱我们自己原生家庭的家人一样。
And so just as I organized my life in such a way that I could get back to Vancouver as often as possible when I was living in the other part of the world, so, Paul says, I'm trying to come to you.
所以呢，就像在我在那个就是住在离我家很远的那些地方的时候，我经常想安排时间回来看他们是一样的。那个使徒保罗说的，他也要安排时间来看帖撒罗尼迦人。
He says in verse 18, then he says, therefore we wanted to come to you, even I, Paul, time and again.But Satan hindered us.
这第十八节说呢，所以我们有意到你们那里去，我保罗有一两次要去，只是撒旦阻挡了我们。
Why don't Christians always get together?
为什么呢？基督徒他不总是聚在一起呢？
Because Satan doesn't want them to.
因为那个撒旦不想让我们。
Just remember that when you're tempted.To stay away from the meeting of the people of God. Remember, Satan doesn't want you to come.
所以你要记住这一点，当你那个不能去参加那个属神的人的聚会的时候呢，是因为撒旦他不想让你去。
So it was Satan who got in the way so that Paul and Silas and Timothy couldn't get back to Thessalonica.
因为那个撒旦在路上挡着了，所以保罗、希拉呢，他们不能回去去见帖撒罗尼迦的信徒们。
So you and I say, by God's grace, we're going to do whatever we can to spend more time with the people of God.
所以你我说呢，借着神的恩典呢，我们要尽量多的花时间和属神的人在一起。
God says, come together.
所以神说呢，聚在一起。
The devil says you separate, you don't need to.
所以呢，魔鬼说呢，你们要分开，你们不用聚会。
Don't listen to the devil.
不要听魔鬼的。
Now, the logic of all this passage, why is Paul so completely devoted to the Thessalonians?
所以呢，这整个一篇文章的就是告诉我们为什么使徒保罗把他的那个时间完完全全的奉献给帖撒罗尼迦人。
Verse 19 explains it. He says, "For what is our hope, or joy, or crown of rejoicing? Is it not even you in the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ at His coming?"
所以第十九节解释说呢，我们的盼望和喜乐并欢喜的冠冕是什么呢？岂不是我们主耶稣基督来的时候，你们能站在他面前吗？
Okay, so you can see Paul at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And as he's coming, he doesn't just come down the road.He comes down the road with a whole lot of people behind him.
现在你看到呢，当主使徒保罗他当主耶稣基督再来的时候呢，使徒保罗不仅仅说他一个人站在路边等候主，而且是他后面站着很多的人跟他在一起。
And the Lord Jesus said, "Who are these?"
主耶稣基督说呢，他们是谁
？And Paul says, "Well, these are my converts. These are the Thessalonians."They're all my family. And when the Lord meets Paul, he meets Paul not alone, but he meets Paul in the context of all these lovely people from Thessalonica who are with him.
所以呢，保罗说这是我的那些皈依主的人，他们这些呢都是帖撒罗尼迦的信徒，他们都是我的家人。所以呢，他们所有的人都跟我们在一起，所以呢，我们所有的人呢都要来一起，来跟着保罗一起来见主。
I'm reminded of the story when Jacob meets his brother Esau.
所以在接那个故事，雅各呢碰到他的哥哥以扫的时候。
And you remember that Jacob comes to Esau and he's got with him his four wives and their families and some sheep and cattle and so on.
所以他们，你们也记得，当那个其实呢，雅各碰到以扫的时候，带着他的四个妻妾，还有他的整个的家人，还有他的那些仆人，还有那些羊群、牛群。
His brother Esau has got 400 soldiers.
他的那个哥哥呢，带领着400个战士。
Jacob has got four families.
所以呢，那个雅各呢，有4个家庭。
Who would you rather be?
你宁愿成为谁呢？
And Jacob comes with the Lord and the joy of the Lord and the blessing and the safety of the Lord.
所以那个就是雅各呢，来到神里呢，带着神的在主里那个喜悦，也在主里面呢，得到了安全的保障。
And Esau's got some families too. And Esau's got his soldiers, but we never meet his families. We meet his soldiers. Esau was a man of power.
以扫呢，他也有家庭。以扫有家庭呢，但是我们从来没有听说过他的家人，而是呢，他每次来呢，他都带着他的战士，所以他是一个很有权力的人。
Jacob was a man of family. And a man of the blessing of God for eternity.
所以呢，雅各呢是一个属家庭的人，他也是那个在永恒里被神赐福的人。
Esau was a man of the here and now, and he had 400 soldiers to prove it.
所以呢，那个以扫呢，他是一个人的英雄，因为有400个战士跟随着他来证明这一点。
And you say, I'd rather be Jacob than Esau.
你说我宁愿是雅各，而不是以扫。
And then in verse 20, Paul gives the ultimate proof of his love. He says, For you are our glory and joy.
所以呢，在第20节里呢，那使徒保罗表示了他对他们最终的爱。他说：“因为你们就是我们的荣耀和喜乐。”
And no great glory Esau and a bunch of soldiers.
所以呢，那个以扫有那么多的战士，他并没有什么荣耀。
They're all mercenaries, Esau, and they'll all follow the guy who pays them the most.
所以他们都是一些雇佣兵，他们都是跟随着一个付钱给他们的人。
There's no glory in that Esau, but there is glory in sons who know and love the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以以扫在那里面，你得不到什么荣耀，荣耀只有在。在爱我们的主耶稣基督的那些人里面才有。
All right, so that's the background, but Paul keeps on going now. He's going to tell them more about his love for them through Timothy.
所以这些呢，都是一些背景呢，然后保罗呢，要告诉他们更多的关于他通过提摩太给他们的爱。
So he says, verse 13, verse 1 of chapter 3.
然后在第3章的第1节说
Therefore, he says, when we could no longer endure it, we thought it good to be left alone in Athens.
对，他说呢，我们既不能再忍，就愿意独自留在雅典。
So, that's very interesting. You'll remember that the persecution was great in Thessalonica. So, Paul fled to Athens.
所以这个是非常有意思的，你们大家都记得那个在帖撒罗尼迦呢有很大的迫害，但是呢保罗呢就逃到雅典去了。
And of course, when he got to Athens, he started preaching to the intelligentsia, to the cultured of this world.
然后呢，其实呢，就是在当然呢，他去到雅典以后呢，他在跟那些很聪明的，就很有文化的一群人在讲道。
And many of the most famous people in the world in the days of the apostles, many of those most famous people were in Athens.
所以呢，那些呢，在使徒保罗那个年代，他去到雅典的时候，世界上很多著名的人物呢，都在雅典。
And so he started preaching, and his audience were the big shots.
所以呢，他开始呢，这个跟他们讲道，他的那个听众呢，感到震惊。
So, who would you rather preach to if you were a preacher?
如果你是一个讲道人呢，你想向谁讲道？
Would you rather go to Washington, D.C. and preach to the government officials, or would you rather go to SPUSM in Vancouver, in British Columbia, and preach to a few farmers?
所以呢，就是说呢，你是愿意去到那个华盛顿特区去对那个美国的最高权威去讲道呢，还是要到温哥华的一个叫什么 Spurgeon 的一个地方去跟几个农民讲道呢？
So I should ask you, how many of you ever been to Spurgeon?
所以呢，我想问一下，你们有多少人去过 Spurgeon？ 举手。
Okay, so Chelsea says I've been to Spurgeon.
The Chelsea 说他去过 Spurgeon。
So Chelsea, here's my question. How long were you in Spurgeon?
路过，开车路过了。
Yes, just a drive through.
就这样。
所以他问他在 Spurgeon 待多少，对。
Okay, now, if you had the chance of going to Washington, D.C. to preach, or to Spurgeon to preach, what would you do?
所以你如果有个机会可以选择去华盛顿特区去讲道，还是去那个 Spurgeon 讲道，你会选择去哪里？
Paul says I've got Athens or Thessalonica.
所以呢，保罗说呢，我去雅典，而不是顶不在帖撒罗尼迦。
But he says my children are in Thessalonica. That's where I want to be.
所以，但是呢，我的孩子们却在帖撒罗尼迦，这是我想要去的地方。
Paul loved the Thessalonians.
所以，保罗呢，爱帖撒罗尼迦人。
And the big shots were in Athens. Paul says they don't matter. This is what matters. Thessalonica matters. They are my spiritual children. I love them. I want to be with them.
所以呢，让人惊奇的是呢，使徒保罗说呢，那个雅典那些人不重要，重要的呢是帖撒罗尼迦这些人，因为这些人是我的孩子们，我爱他们，他是我邻里的孩子们。
So now, in fact, he could not go himself. So verse 2 says, then he sent Timothy, our brother and minister of God and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ, to establish you and to encourage you concerning.Your faith.
那第二节呢，就是他取代，取而代之是他派提摩太去。他说：“我打发我的弟兄做神的仆人，我们在基督福音里同工提摩太前去，坚固你们，并在你们的信心上安慰你们。”
Marvelous.
很神奇。
He says, "I'm going to send Timothy. I can't come myself."But I love you enough to send Timothy. Now you listen to him.
他说现在呢，因为我不能去，所以呢，我派提摩太去。我呢，如此的爱你们，派提摩太去，所以你们要听提摩太的话。
Now why, in fact, was he so zealous to send somebody back to Thessalonica?
他为什么如此的热心的派某人去到帖撒罗尼迦去呢？
After all, he had children in other cities too.
所以呢，通常呢，他在其他的城市也有他的邻里的孩子们。
But verse 3, he says, I'm sending Timothy back to you because I know that you are suffering great affliction. It's not easy for you to be a Christian.
所以呢，第三节说呢，免得有人被这些事患难摇动，因为你们自己知道，我们受患难是命定的。所以他说，我派提摩太去呢，是因为你们在那里受迫害。
He says it's going to be easier for you as a Christian if Timothy is there because he can help you, he can encourage you, he can love you.
所以他说呢，其实呢，如果提摩太跟你们在一起呢，你们的日子要稍微容易过一点，因为他会那个帮助你们，他会鼓励你们，他会爱你们。
And he reminds them again, verse 3, that no one should be shaken by these afflictions, for you yourself know that we are appointed to this, for in fact, we told you before, when we were with you, that we would suffer tribulation just as it happened, and you know.
所以第三节里他强调说呢，免得有人被这些患难摇动，因为你们自己知道我们说患难是命定的。第四节说，我们在你们那里时候预先告诉你们，你们必说患难，以后果然应验了，你们也知道。
Okay, tribulation is hard.
所以呢，苦难呢是很难的。
Don't try to go through it alone.
所以不要试图就是说经历这样的灾难败就是一个人。
Let the other Christians encourage you and help you.
让其他的基督徒呢能鼓励你帮助你。
And you encourage and help them.
你也鼓励帮助他们。
Tribulation is hard, but it's harder all alone.
所以呢，就是灾难是非常难的，但是呢，你一个人经历就更难了。
The wise man said, two are better than one, because when one falls down, the other can pick him up.
所以呢，那个智慧的人说呢，两个人好过一个人，因为一个人跌倒以后，另一个人可以把他拉起来。
And the Christian life is so difficult that in fact, we often fall down.
所以呢，基督徒的人生是如此的艰难呢，我们经常跌倒。
So when your brother falls down, you pick him up.
当你的弟兄跌倒以后呢，你把他扶起来。
And when you fall down, you let your brother pick you up.
当你跌倒的时候呢，你求你的弟兄把你扶起来。
And so Paul goes on again, and he says, in fact, we told you before, when we were with you,that we would suffer tribulation just as it happened, and you know. And for this reason, when I could no longer endure it, I sent to know your faith, lest by some means the tempter had tempted you and our labor might be in vain.
第四节使徒保罗就是说，我们在你们那时候预先告诉你们，你们必说患难后果，后以后果然应验，你们也知道。有人就说，为此我既不再忍耐，就打发人去，要晓得你们的信心如何，免得那诱惑人和设法诱惑了你们，叫我们的劳碌归于徒然。
Who is the tempter?
谁是那个诱惑人呢
？Well, that would be the devil himself, wouldn't it?
就是那个魔鬼他自己是不是
What's he want to do?
他想要做什么
He wants to tempt you to do evil.
他想要诱惑你去干坏事。
He wants to tempt you to give up.
他要呢诱惑你放弃。
That I think is one of the great temptations of our day. It's a long journey.
所以呢，我认为这是我们当今的最大的诱惑之一呢，因为我们的旅途太长了。
And the devil could say to you, why don't you just quit?
那个魔鬼可能会跟你说，那你为什么不放弃呢？
Why don't you slow down?
为什么不慢下来呢？
Why don't you take it easy and treat yourself to something nice?
所以呢，为什么呢？你不放松呢？对自己好一点。
And the Thessalonians,basically, we're encouraged by the devil to stop talking about Jesus so that the opposition would go away.
所以这个里面的魔鬼呢，在帖撒罗尼迦魔鬼呢，他就是说呢，鼓励帖撒罗尼迦人呢，不要再多讲主耶稣基督呢，所以这样呢，他们可以的，就是不受这个影响。
And so, Paul says, I'm going to send Timothy to you so that he can encourage you so that you don't give up.
所以呢，使徒保罗说呢，我要把提摩太派到里面去，所以呢，就这样，他可以鼓励你们，你们就不会放弃。
But Paul also goes on, and he's concerned about himself.
所以呢，史多尔继续说呢，他这个时候呢讲到了关于他自己。
So what keeps Paul going?
什么让保罗继续下去呢？
And the answer is that Paul keeps going because he realizes the Thessalonians keep going.
因为使得保罗呢，他能够继续下去呢，是因为他意识到提索罗尼家人也在继续坚持。
So here now is verse 6. But now that Timothy has come to us from you and brought us good news of your faith and love, and that you always have good remembrance of us.Greatly desiring to see you, to see us, as we also to see you.
第六节继续说呢，但如今提摩太从你们那里回呢，将你们的信心和爱的好消息报给我们，又说你们常常纪念我们，切切想见我们，如同我们想见你们一样。
So Paul says, now Timothy, you go to the Thessalonians, see how they're doing.
所以那时候跟那个提摩太说，提摩太你去到提索罗尼家看他们怎么样。
And then Timothy, you come back and tell me how they're doing.
所以呢，提摩太你回来的时候呢告诉我们他们怎么样。
You help them while you're there and encourage them, and then you come back and tell me the good news to encourage me.
所以呢，当你在他们那里的时候呢，你去鼓励他们；但是呢，当你回来我这里的时候呢，你给我带了好消息，也鼓励我。
And so, it's a two-way street. Paul sends Timothy to them in order to help them and bring good news, and then Timothy goes back to Paul in order to bring the good news and so to help Paul.
所以这个是直接的双向的，使得保罗派提摩太去到提索罗尼家呢去鼓励他们，这样呢提摩太也可以回来带了好消息，回来也可以鼓励保罗自己。
So where's Paul?
那保罗在哪里？
Well, he's probably in the prison in Rome, isn't he?
他大概在罗马的监狱里，是不是？
So, what do you do for a good time?When you're in prison in Rome.
所以呢你在那个罗马的监狱里你能做什么样的事情？
You can't go for a picnic.
所以你不可能出去野餐。
You can't go and play golf.
你更不能出去打高尔夫。
You can't go for a boat ride.
你不可能去坐船。
What do you do to be encouraged when you're in a prison in Rome?
所以呢，如果你在那个罗马的监狱里的时候呢，什么可以鼓励到你？
You hear good news from a far country.
你听到一个从远方的国家里传来的福音。
And Timothy goes back to Rome.
所以提摩太回到罗马。
And he goes back to the prison.Finds Paul and goes back to the prison and says, Paul, I've got good news for you.
所以呢他来到那个监狱里找到保罗说，保罗我有个好消息给你。
Paul says, Timothy, what's the good news?
保罗说，那提摩太什么好消息啊？
Timothy says, the good news is that the brothers and sisters in Thessalonica are living for Jesus.They're serving him. They're bringing glory to his name. They love you and they thank you for bringing the gospel to them.
所以呢，但是在提索尼亚的那些弟兄姊妹们呢，他们做了很好的善工，他们那个相信主，他们就是说呢，就是为主服侍主，然后荣耀主的名，然后他们也感谢你，感谢你把福音带到他们那里去，让他们信了主。
Paul says that's better news than a beefsteak dinner.
所以呢，保罗说呢，这个好消息呢，比我的晚餐强多了。
What a wonderful situation. Where's the joy in the life of the Christian?
所以呢，这是，那么在基督徒的人生里的喜乐是什么呢？
It's in the Lord.
是在主里。
It's in his people.
在他的子民之间。
It's in the prosperity of his work.
在他的工作的成功中。
So verse 7 says, Therefore, brethren, in all our affliction and distress, we were comforted concerning you by your faith.
第七节说，所以弟兄们，我们在一切困苦患难之中，因着你们的信心就得了安慰。
For now we live, if you stand fast in the Lord.
你们若站在主里站得稳，我们就活了。
That's what life is all about, says Paul.
所以呢，保罗说呢，这就是人生的全部。
The opposite would be, if you didn't stand fast in the Lord, what would life be worth?
现在这个反面是呢，就是说，如果你在主里站立得不住，那么应该是什么样的你的人生？
So the question is, do you think Paul loved the Thessalonians?
现在问题是，你认为使徒保罗爱提斯伦家人吗？
Just as a father loves his children.
就像父亲爱他的孩子们一样。
Now you understand that better than I do, because you know I don't have any children.
所以你们这方面你们比我更理解，因为我你们也知道我没有任何的孩子。
But I remembered a while ago the story that I heard about a father I knew and a son I knew.
现在我记得一个故事，在我听到的就是一个我认识的父亲和认识的孩子。
His father taught the son all the wonderful things of God.
所以他的父亲呢，跟他儿子呢，告诉了他儿子所有的奇妙的关于神的事情。
And the son basically said,I don't have to do that.
所以那个儿子基本上说呢，我不用那么去做。
And as I remember the story, the son went to his father one day and said to his father, you know what, Dad, I've decided I'm going to divorce my wife.
现在你知道后面发生什么事情，有一天那个儿子去到他的父亲那里，跟他父亲说呢，我已经决定要跟我太太离婚了。
Actually, I think it was after that. I think he said, I have divorced my wife.
所以呢，其实是他已经跟他妻子离婚了。
And his father said,It would have been better if you'd simply put a knife through my back.
所以呢，他父亲说呢，这个呢，如果你把刀插在我背上，都比听到这个消息要好。
What joy when the children follow the father.
所以呢，这如果一个孩子顺服他的父亲，是多么大的喜乐。
What heartache when they don't.
他们如果不顺服的话，是多么心碎的一件事。
We don't know that Paul had any physical children, but we do know that he had spiritual children. And he says, I live if you stand fast in the Lord.
现在就说呢，他说呢，实际上我们不知道使徒保罗有没有就是他的那个他有没有孩子，但是我们却知道他在灵里是有孩子的，所以他说你们若在主里站立的稳，我就活了。
So do you think Paul has proven the fact that he loves the Thessalonians?
所以你认为呢，使徒保罗他证明了他爱那个提斯罗尼迦人的这个事实吗？
And the answer is yes.He goes on and on and on to prove that he loves them.
所以呢，答案是是的，他一再一再的去证明他爱他们。
But interestingly, that proof isn't finished yet.
所以呢，非常有意思是呢，这样的证明还没结束。
So he says, for what thanks can we, verse 9, for what thanks can we render to God for you, for all the joy which we rejoice for your sake before God.
第九节说，我们在我们的神面前因着你们非常喜乐，为这一切喜乐可用何等的感谢为你们报答神呢？
He says, how can I thank you enough for the fact that when I go before God, I rejoice in your behavior before God.
所以呢，他说呢，我有多么的感激神，当我来到神面前的时候呢，我为你们的行为呢而感到喜乐。
And he says, this is what I pray, verse 10, night and day I pray exceedingly that we may see your face and perfect that which is lacking in your faith.
第十节说呢，他说这是我在祷告的，我昼夜切切的祈求要见你们的面，使你们信心的不足之处得以完全。
Does he pray for them?
他为他们祷告吗？
Yes.
是。
When does he pray for them?
他什么时候为他们祷告？
Night and day.
昼夜。
How does he pray for them?
怎么为他们祷告？
Exceedingly.
切切的。
Did he love them?
他爱他们吗？
They were a great assembly. But he was a great father.
他们是一个伟大的教会，他是一个伟大的父亲。
And this is his prayer, verse 11. Now, may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our way to you. I want to come to you. God, will you do that? Father, will you do that? Jesus, will you do that, please? I want to go to them.
所以这是他的祷告。第十一节说，愿神我们的父和我们的主耶稣基督引领我们到你们那里去。所以呢，我在切切的祷告神呢，你要请求您那么做，让我去到他们那里。父啊，请求您呢，让我来那么做，让我去到他们那里。主耶稣基督啊，请求您呢，让我去到他们那里。
So the question would be, why did Paul go to such lengths to tell them about his love?
所以呢，现在问题是为什么呢？使徒保罗要用这么多的话来告诉他们他的爱呢？
And verse 12 says, And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love to one another and to all, just as we do to you.
第十二节说，又愿主将你们彼此的爱和对众人的爱都能增长充足，如同我们爱你们一样。
Now Paul says, basically, I've spent two chapters telling you how much I love you.
所以呢，使徒保罗说呢，我花了两章来告诉你们我有多爱你们。
Showing you the time, the place, the circumstances of my love for you.
告诉你们那个时间还有环境在我爱你们的这样的。
Over and over repeating the fact that I love you.
所以一遍一遍的重复我爱你们的事实。
Why?
为什么？
So that you can love one another the same way I love you.
所以呢，你们可以彼此相爱，就像我爱你们的方式一样。
I think that's absolutely marvelous.
我认为这是绝对神奇的。
He's basically left them an example that they are to follow him because he will have great joy when they love one another.
所以呢，他基本上给他们设立了一个榜样，他们可以去遵循的。如果他们彼此相爱呢，使徒保罗会有极大的喜乐。
So in our situation, in our relationship with others who, like Paul has a relationship with them. I'll try that again later, Roy.
Okay. 所以在我们互相的关系之间，就像保罗跟他们的关系之间一样，他说是试着再重新说一遍。
Paul says, I love you in order that you can see how love is so that you can love one another.
所以使徒保罗说呢，我爱你们，所以呢，你们可以知道爱是什么，这样呢，你们可以互相爱。
He says, that's where my joy comes. That's where the blessing comes. I love you and you love one another and that's the way it should be.
他这就是我的喜乐所在，也是你们的喜乐之所在。我爱你们，你们彼此相爱，这个就是爱应该有的样子。
All right, verse then, 13. So that he may establish your hearts blameless in holiness before God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints.
第三节说，好使你们当我们的主耶稣同他众圣徒来的时候，在我们的神，就是我们的父面前，心里坚固，成为圣洁，无可指责。
All right, so you can understand verse 13. He wants them to have hearts that are established and blameless in holiness.
人呢，你理解这个第十三节里，保罗想要他们心里坚固，成为圣洁，无可指摘。
What is the mechanism whereby they are going to be established in holiness?
现在这里呢是一个什么样的东西，他们可以这样的成为圣洁呢？
And the answer is love.
这答案呢就是爱。
How do we encourage one another to live lives of holiness and blameless lives before the Lord? How do we encourage one another to do that?
所以我们怎么可以去鼓励其他的人呢？就是在主面前呢，活出一个圣洁和无可指责的人生。我们怎么样去鼓励他们这么做呢
？We love and love. And love them.
我们爱他们。
Love is not only the fruit of a righteous life. Love is the root of a righteous life, out of which righteousness flows.
所以呢，这个呢，爱呢，它并不是一个公义的人生的果子，同样是一个公义人生的根。这个根呢，通过爱呢，不断的生长发旺。
It's not impossible to love.
所以呢，就是去爱并不是不可能的。
And sometimes it's expensive to love.
有时候呢，就说是去爱要付出很多。
But the act of loving purifies the life, so that that life is a life of holiness. It's a life of blamelessness.
所以呢，这个爱呢，它会去洁净你的人生，洁净了你的人生，让你人生变得纯净，所以你的人生就会变得圣洁，变得无可指责。
I heard a story about a gardener once. I'm not sure the details of the story because I'm not a good gardener.
所以呢，我听到过一次一个关于园丁的故事，但是呢，我不是很了解那个细节，因为我不是个园丁。
But the story is about a man who had a lot of weeds in his garden.
就是呢，这个故事呢，是一个人呢，在他的那个园子里有很多的杂草。
So he got a nice flowering plant.
他种了很多很好的花。
And he went out and he dug up the weed and planted a nice flowering plant.
然后呢进去呢他把那些草呢都拔出来然后种上呢很美的花。
And he found that if he had the nice flowering plant, he didn't have the weeds.
他发现呢如果他把很美的花种下去以后呢他就没有杂草。
And so where he had a garden full of weeds, he decided I'd rather have a garden full of flowers. So he went and he just planted the flowers where the weeds had been.
所以呢他取代的方式呢他并不是说只是在园子里种花而且他是在杂草之间种花。
And after a while, he had so many beautiful flowers that the weeds couldn't get in there edgewise.
所以呢这个里面呢但是呢过了一阵呢它有很多的美丽的花那么说那些草呢都长不出来了。
Now you live enough love, and you'll find that the weeds are going to have a hard time to grow.
所以呢你像那个花一样的生长那么说呢你会就会发现野草杂草是很难长出来的。
Well, that's our story. We've been learning a lot about this man's love.A lot about the inside of his life.
所以呢，这是我们的故事。我们呢学到了这个人的很多的爱和他的很多的内心世界。
It's true, isn't it? Paul's greatness came from Paul's character.
所以这个呢是也是个事实。那个使徒保罗的伟大之处呢，来自他的伟大的品格。
And may it be the same for us.
愿我们也会是这样。
So that's where we're going to leave it again today at the end of chapter 3. We'll pick it up in chapter 4 next time and begin to take a look at the promises that follow the life of difficulty that the Thessalonians were living.
所以这个里面就是我们今天结束的地方。下一次呢，我们要从那里讲起来的是呢，就是如果你是像提苏罗尼加那样的人，去过一个艰难的基督徒人生的话呢，对后面给你的应许是什么？
The question is, how would you comfort somebody who was in deep difficulty, big problems?
所以呢，就像问题是你怎么去安慰一个在一个深度的人生的艰难的状况下的人呢？
And so Paul says in chapter 4 and verse 18, he says, comfort one another with these words.
第十章呢，在第四章的第十八节说呢，你们应用这些话彼此安慰。
So chapter 4 is going to be what we say to people who having difficulties, having trouble, how can we comfort one another?
第四章呢就是说呢，如果一个人呢他有艰难的时刻，他有难处的时候呢，我们怎么样去安慰他们。
And so chapter 4 is going to get on to that.
所以呢第四章会找出这样的话题。
Amen. Let's have a word of prayer.And we'll carry on again next week as the Lord wills. See you this evening at 7:30, Lord willing.
今天这个呢，就我们今天呢，就是到这里呢，就是下星期呢，如果呢，就是呢，主日许可，我们再一次来学习这个。那么今天晚上7:30祷告会，主日许可，大家再见。
Lord, we're thankful for the Word of God.
主啊，我们。感激神的话。
And we're thankful for men like Paul and the Thessalonians who remain faithful in times of great difficulty.
我们感激像使徒保罗还有提苏罗尼加这样的人呢，他们在人生艰难的时候呢，仍然保持信实。
And Lord, it's true that few of us can say we are in times of great difficulty.
所以主啊，也这个也是事实，我们很少有人说我们在人生里最艰难的时刻。
But we can all say that we are in times of some difficulty.
但我们所有人都可以说呢，我们在某些方面呢都是有难处的。
Lord, we pray that you will help us in these difficult times.
所以主啊，我们也祷告，在这些艰难时刻呢，您会帮助我们。
That you will keep us faithful to the Lord and to his cause.
所以呢，去让您保持我们对主的信实和对他给我们发挥的。
And that you will help us live love.
所以呢，求您帮助我们呢因爱而活。
And so in all of this now we give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
因所有的一切呢，我们是奉主耶稣基督的名献上感恩。
Amen.
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 Thank you all. Thank you, Roy. May the Lord bless us.